Yeah, you wouldn't do your taxes on a spreadsheet. Why are you managing your equity on a spreadsheet? We price this in the same sort of pricing model as TurboTax and QuickBooks. We're very passionate about scaling and getting this to hands as many founders as we can, because spreadsheets, they're sort of like ticking time bombs in spreadsheets. And we see it all the time. These skeletons that just emerge at the worst possible time and kill deals and sink businesses.
From the PodConnect studios, high in the Rockies at the beautiful Beaver Creek Resort, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show.
Today in MJ Bulls, we are wrapping up this year's Cannabis Investor Series, sponsored by 212, with the CEO of 212, Dustin Byington. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Well, I'm glad you could be here with us today. I mean, you're an expert on two topics that any company that's raising money must deal with: cap tables and dilution. Let's start with cap tables, which is basically a list of the company's shareholders. So let's say, for example, two guys start a company and they each own 50%. So the cap table will be two people with 50%. It seems simple. How does this get complicated, Dustin?
It gets complicated in a hurry. The issue is that cap tables with startups are evolving very rapidly. And so you're bringing on different investors at different price points using different vehicles. You have employees and advisors whom you're giving options to at different strike prices with different investing periods. And so keeping track of all this can get pretty complicated. Either most people tend to use spreadsheets and lawyers. Spreadsheets tend to be pretty inaccurate. Lawyers tend to be pretty expensive and also quite slow. So 212 is meant to be that sort of a replacement for your spreadsheets and sort of help your lawyers to be able to manage your cap table, or for you to do it yourself very quickly and efficiently.
Yeah, it does seem like it'd be really expensive to have your lawyer managing your cap table. And especially, like you said, it's one thing if it's just equity, but like if you have a convertible note in there, or if there's preferred stock or common stock, how does 212 actually do this?
It's a SaaS product. And so it's a web-based spreadsheet that is $20 a month that has a bunch of products and features built around this like core cap table functionality. Mm-hmm. And so at the core, what we allow you to do is you get to invite people into your cap table. These can be your lawyer for reviewing the stuff. This can be your employees, your investors, your advisors. You onboard all of these folks and add them all into your cap table. You put the information on your different rounds, what price you raise them at, or if it's a note, what cap. You can control the vesting. And so it's just a command and control station for your cap table. Everything is just point and click, super easy. So easy, a founder can do it.
We need all the help we can get because we're focused on other things. It's not just about the raising money. We got to run a company. I mentioned earlier that there are two things that I really wanted to touch on today. We talked a little bit about cap tables. There's so much more to talk about there. But the other thing, which probably is every bit as important, is dilution. And unfortunately, I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs who are desperate to raise money, and they're saying to me, Dan, I'd rather have 50% of a company than 100% of nothing. And I'm like, okay, I get it. But if it's going to be 50%, that's one thing. But if that 50% turns into 45 or 40, or it could be huge if you don't know exactly what's going to happen. And so being able to model this out just seems like that would be like so essential. I know that's part of what you provide. Can you explain how that works?
Sure. Yeah. Well, so the first thing we did was give founders and investors transparency into their ownership of the cap table today. And so everybody can log in and see how much they own. And you'd be surprised how many founders just like don't even know how much they own today. And then we said, okay, now we need to give everybody transparency about what can happen in the future. And so the same UI UX that you use to add rounds, you can really easily, you just hit the simulation button and now you're playing in a sandbox and you can sort of forecast what your cap table will look like under any set of scenarios. So if you've got a bunch of convertible notes, you can see what happens at a certain price round, how those notes convert. You can add multiple price rounds, stock splits, bridge loans, like the list goes on and on, add ad nauseum, and then you can model out an exit at the end of that. And so you can get a really high fidelity look at what everybody gets paid in the end. And so, yeah, it's a really useful tool for founders to get a sense of how their cap table will evolve over time, how those notes will end up converting. And it's important to forecast your equity position for just simply to be able to raise more money in the future. And a lot of founders don't realize that if they give away too much early, sophisticated venture folks won't back them in the future. So for like a good rule of thumb is if you dilute more than 40% before your Series A, top tier VCs won't touch you. They want you to have the equity to give you as a founder the incentive to push this through all the inevitable challenges. But also you need to use that equity for future growth. It's not, you know, it might not stop at Series A. A lot of companies are raising, continuing to raise to their late years. And so if you give it away too much too early, it can really have these sort of compounding effects that can ruin businesses.
Yeah. So it's more than just 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing. It's like, you got to know, because what happens if it gets all the way to the finish line and you go, oh, cool, this is how much we're selling for. And then you're like, wait a minute, how come that check is only that size? Like, how did that happen?
It happens all the time, unfortunately, as founders tend to have a lot less than they think. And then there's also liquidation preferences that VCs will sort of sneak in there too. And liquidation preference is just a right for them to receive money before it gets distributed to everybody else. And so if there's like a 3x liquidation preference and they invest $1 million, right off the top, they're getting $3 million back before anybody gets another penny. So say you're exiting for $5 million, you're all excited. Well, actually, you're going to exit for two because the VCs are going to take three. So you can help yourself up front by using our tools to figure out how these terms will manifest in your cap table long term. But it's another general rule of thumb. Usually the liquidation preferences are now seen as somewhat predatory, and a 1x non-participating is standard. If anybody's asking for more than that, I'd probably talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But at least you'd know. For $20 a month, at least you'd know.
Yeah, you wouldn't do your taxes on a spreadsheet. Why are you managing your equity on a spreadsheet? We price this in the same sort of pricing model as TurboTax and QuickBooks. We're very passionate about scaling and getting this to hands as many founders as we can, because spreadsheets, they're sort of like ticking time bombs in spreadsheets. And we see it all the time. These skeletons that just emerge at the worst possible time and kill deals and sink businesses.
I know we rushed through a bunch of information, folks, so if you're looking for more detail, and they even have a demo on their website, so check it out. Go to the show notes. I have links in the show notes. We also have links at podconnects.com. Go to the 212 website and check it out, and I'm sure if you have any questions, there's people from Dustin's team would be happy to answer it. Thanks for being on the show today, Dustin, and also thanks for sponsoring this year's Cannabis Investor Series. I know a lot of our listeners really appreciated it.
You got it, Dan. Yeah, it's been fun. I really like your work. And one parting thought is we do also have 409A service. A lot of companies really need that. That's a requirement if you raise money and you're giving out options. We can help you figure out how to price your next round or what cap to put on your note, give you some data to go head-to-head with the VCs. Or if you're doing a crowdfunding, we're getting really active in the crowdfunding space. Our pricing model is fixed. And so those folks that have really large cap tables tend to like it because it's $240, even if you have 1,000 people on your cap table. And so, yeah, We're really just continuing to roll out more products and services with Captable at the core to support the startup and crowdfunding industry. Particularly interested in the cannabis industry. I'm really excited to see all the growth there and happy to be supporting that in your show as well.
I'm really excited about the crowdfunding aspect of it. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we have another show called Cannabis Crowdfunding, and that's becoming a really big method for cannabis companies to raise capital. So again, thanks for doing this.
Oh, you got it, Dan. Yeah, love crowdfunding.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name is Kira Reed, and I'd like to invite you to be inspired by the women who are leading in the cannabis industry. Each week, we will discuss empowerment, leadership, and what it means to be a woman in charge in marijuana, hemp, and CBD. As the founder of the Women Empowered in Cannabis community, I have had the great pleasure to get to know many brilliant and talented women who are CEOs, executives, politicians, advocates, and community leaders that are focused on creating a cannabis economy that is just, fair, and equal. We'll learn how these women make decisions, how they navigate a predominantly male industry, and what they're doing to level the playing field for women. I hope you'll join us.